Oklahoma Senators Propose MAGA License Plates to Benefit Veterans. By Amy Furr on January 19, 2020. Two Oklahoma state senators introduced a bill Tuesday proposing license plates with Make America Great Again and Keep America Great on them. I was joined today by Senator Marty Quinn to file our bill creating Make America Great Again hashtag MAGA and Keep America Great hashtag CAG license plates, Republican Senator Nathan Dom wrote in a Facebook post. Proceeds from them would go to two veterans groups here in Oklahoma, Folds of Honor and Warriors for Freedom Foundation. Pages 47 and 48 of Senate Bill 1384 said of the proposed license plates. Make America Great Again license plate, such plates shall be designed and issued to any person wishing to demonstrate support for the proclamation made by Donald J. Trump to make America great again. The license plates shall be designed in consultation with the corporation or entity designated by Donald J. Trump for such purposes. The Tax Commission shall be authorized to enter into a licensing agreement with the corporation or entity designated by Donald J. Trump for such purposes for any licensing fees which may be required in order to use the organization's logo or design. The licensing agreement shall provide for a payment to the Folds of Honor Foundation of not more than $10, and a payment to the Warriors for Freedom Foundation of not more than $10, for each license plate issued. However, Columbia Law School professor Richard Briffault said the idea could be problematic because it might violate Federal Election Commission rules. These are political slogans, he said. This has the look and feel of using state resources to support a political candidate, which seems improper. And possibly illegal. The Warriors for Freedom Foundation's mission is to connect service members, veterans, and their families with resources needed to become united with the community again, according to its website. Additionally, the Folds of Honor Foundation's website stated that its purpose was to provide educational scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. If passed, the bill would need Governor Kevin Stitt's signature before it could take effect November 1, according to the New York Post.